Hey, it's our own California girl, Momo. So this morning, I got to Venice Beach. I don't know how I get suckered into this thing, but I go out to Venice Beach at 10 o'clock in the morning, which by my standards is really friggin' early. Even Morales said, boy, you're not a morning person. I don't know how I did mornings all those years. Hi, Daniel. And
you heard that?
And we did a little video shoot. And Lindsay, describe exactly what we were doing this for.
Okay, so Greg and I are in the casting process trying out to be on this game show called Legends of the Hidden Temple. It's like old Nickelodeon 90s show reboot.
Okay.
And we had to send in, like, we moved on in, from the interview process, and now we had to send in, like, this video that shows we can do 25 jumping jacks, 25 push-ups, and 25 sit-ups, which I can't do 25 push-ups, let me tell you that. So we just had to, like, do, like, a video to just kind of, you know, showing us working out, and they said, be creative, whatever. And
so is this a physical contest you're involved in? In other words, is it like American Gladiators, or is it one of those?
No,
what am I helping you with?
I think it's more along the lines of, have you ever seen the show, like American Gladiator, Let's Be Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Or, I want to see Lindsay on American Gladiator.
Yeah, that would never happen. Like, I could never do that. But it's more along the lines of that show, The Floor is Lava. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a big hit last summer. I think they did more episodes. So it's one of those things where, like, yeah, it's not necessarily, like, you need to be super, super, like, physical for it. But there's, like, weird game show-y things where you got to, like, jump over the moat with, like, the lily pads and all this stupid stuff. So anyway,
so they where can I watch the brilliant work that I did with you and Bergman this morning? Like, when am I going to see it? When do we get it out on social media? I want to see how it turned out. When do we get to see it?
I'm going to post it this afternoon on my Instagram, at Lindsay Baseball.
Oh.
At Lindsay Baseball.
At Lindsay Baseball. At Lindsay Baseball. Yeah, we get it.
Don't want anyone to miss it, you know?
Yeah. And you can also, by the way, I put a couple of golf shots up on social, Momo. Have you noticed
I saw them. Those did not look bad.
No, they don't look terrible. Bad. I was playing out of a bunker. That's my first time playing out of a bunker. And one of three I was able to get on the green. One of three.
How many holes did you play last night?
Only played five holes because course closes at 8.
Oh, that's not
and
a good sign.
I averaged, about,
six?
I averaged about 7 to 8 strokes per hole. So I've got a long-ass way to go. So, you know what we call Fridays around here, Momo?
Yeah, I know all about it. I always just try not to get fired.
It is Friday. There you go. Friday. Anything goes today. And so I kind of wanted to start with this. Tonight, there is a game at Staples Center. And can I just say, I've been asked to be nicer to the Clippers.
It's better when you're not.
It's been requested for me to be nicer. And let me put this into the proper context. By the powers, the superpowers would be. So I have been conditioned to hate the Clippers. I root against the Clippers. I don't wish any ill will against the player. Like, I was very disappointed when Kawhi Leonard got hurt because I wanted the Clippers to actually be able to lose at full strength. And Momo, are you going to that game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to the game. You know, I'm attempting a rare feat. I had a early morning SportsCenter hit this morning, so I have hair and makeup done. And I'm attempting to go the entire day with my full hair and makeup done without it washing off or moving. So I made it through my PT already. It hasn't really come off yet. I'm going to see how I may be looking pretty rough by the time I do my post game live shots. So I'll track that for you.
Yeah. All right. Good. So you'll be there. You'll be part of the magic.
And you'll be golfing. I'll be hoping my
Is this first the first
sellout.
Time
first
that
sellout.
Staples Center is going to be full?
That is correct. That is correct.
So that's good.
First time it's going to be full. You know, like, I'm happy for Los Angeles that we have a team that's still in. I understand how you feel because I have friends in New York who are the same feeling about the Nets and the Knicks, and it's like very, but like Mace, they're not going to win the whole thing. So just have to lean into it this way. I don't, if they don't have Kawhi Leonard, how can they win? Like, I think they could win this round.
Yeah, I I think they can.
Let me give you a new framing. If they get out of this round,
for me. Yeah.
Okay, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Do you want them to just lose and get out in the second round so they could never have gone to a conference finals?
Funny.
Want
to get funny. I got to admit,
get
that would
all
be funny
their hopes
if they,
up.
If they blew this 3-2 lead, it would be funny.
That'd be so sad. What if they get to the next round and they even get to the finals, but then they lose there? Would that be worse for you? Would that be more fun for you?
If they got to the conference finals
closer.
And lose to Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Yeah. Yeah, they'd have got. That's kind of a win for everybody, right? They'd have gotten out of the second round for the first time in history.
Yeah.
But they still lose and don't get to the finals. Now, am I doing a good job of being nicer to the Clippers?
No.
All right.
No.
So,
I mean, I think it's just more fun for you because, literally, Steve, you are every Lakers fan right now. You are the man who is representing every Laker and their emotions right now. This is what all of Los Angeles that roots for the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm really struggling. I'm having such a hard time with this.
You
I'm
have to
such
help people work through
it.
This. It's on you. This is like group therapy right now.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's like group therapy and it's been ongoing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Tonight, Philly's going to play Atlanta. Let me pivot to another game.
There, see, I know. This is the avoidance talk. Okay, got it. Yeah.
So. How the hell is Ben Simmons so bad at shooting free throws? I mean, this obviously is not just a Ben problem, although you would think point guards tend to be better free throw shooters than big guys. In this case, the big guy, Joel Embiid, is a really good free throw shooter, and the point guard is a terrible free throw shooter. I mean, it is called a free throw. It is a free throw, Momo.
Yes, but it's kind of... I totally understand how he's a bad free throw. He's not a good shooter in general.
Okay? Yeah, he's a bad shooter.
It's not like he can shoot threes and this is like the only place he has a problem. He has a problem shooting in general. And it's complicated because, you know, when Shaq wasn't so good at this either.
No, okay? Shaq was terrible at it.
But Shaq was dominant as a player inside. So it was okay because, you know, yeah, you could live with the hack of Shaq at the end of the game, and he would make just enough to where they could still win, right? He would always.
But who would have thought hack of Ben would be a strategy?
Yeah, and you know what? It really disrupts everybody's rhythm too. When it just becomes a free throw shooting contest, it messes everybody else.
Hey,
up.
It's not a fun game to watch.
No,
I mean, that's why there should be some. Can there be some rule to prevent this?
Well,
theoretically,
it's just there
chop,
is, but
stop,
no.
chop, stop, chop,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. I think they're going to have to take him out of the game. I don't think they can play him. Like, they're literally playing him on defense and then taking him out on offense as soon as possible. I mean, this is kind of, I don't want to say the word embarrassing. That's not embarrassing, but it's for a guy as good as Ben Simmons, it is, it's really a flaw. And I don't think that they can win with him in this condition. Like, he is, you have to shoot 60%. If you're shooting 30 or 40%, it's just, he was 4 for 14. 4 for 14
in
the line.
Yeah, that's just awful, awful.
That's 25% or something?
Yeah,
that's
enough of that. That's enough of that. All right, so 7 years ago today, do you know what I was doing 7 years ago today?
No. What was 7 years ago? 2014? Yeah.
2014. Okay. Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
Threw the first no-hitter of his career. 15 strikeouts. And... it would have been a perfect game had Hanley Ramirez not botched a routine infield ground ball. But you know
Ramirez.
Who got to do the post game that night on Spectrum was me.
Really?
I was the host that night. Yeah, it was me and Earl and Jerry Harrison Jr. got to do the show afterwards, and I could not have been more excited. Because you know what? For whatever reason, a no-hitter is the – actually, this is a good question. A no-hitter is the most exciting thing in sports for me.
Really?
The most exciting thing in sports is a no-hitter. And I've
you mean for
never,
like a whole game?
Ever seen one, ever, in person.
I like a triple, but okay, I'll go with you. I get it.
No. Like, think about all sports. What's the single most exciting thing in for me, it's a no-hitter. And I know I'm probably not in a majority position there. Frankly, we've already had, I think, five no-hitters, six if you count Madison Bumgarner's seven-inning no-hitter. Mm-hmm. But for me, the no-hitter is, and I'll tell you this story about how I missed a no-hitter. So we were working for one of those stations we used to work for. I don't know. We've worked so many different places.
They all blend
together.
We've
been here, thank God, for 14 years. But before that, we bounced around. And I had a stalker.
Oh.
A flat-out stalker. And she, I hope she's not listening anymore. She worked at the radio station.
Okay.
So we
is this romantic or is this a little? Just,
oh, no, know? It was twisted. It was it was like Glenn Close flicking the lights on and off. It was
okay.
Like that. It was like bunny boiling.
Thank gosh there were no DMs back then.
Correct. So there we are. We're doing this bit where we're taking a bunch of listeners to a Dodgers game. And I find out that the stalker is going to the game.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot go. And I called Ireland and I called the station. I said, I can't go because the stalker lady is going to be there.
Yeah.
So I didn't go. And Ramon Martinez threw a no-hitter.
Oh, I remember him. Pedro's older brother, yeah.
Pedro's older brother threw a no-hitter. So that freaking stalker is the one that kept me from seeing a no-hitter. When I was young, when I was working in AAA, I never saw a no-hitter. I did 158 games a year or whatever it was, 152. Never saw a no-hitter. The closest I got was, do you remember Dave Rigetti?
Yeah. Yankees,
Dave Rigetti was a pitcher for the Yankees. He was in AAA. He was for the Columbus Clippers. And so I was at a game where he had a no-hitter and was just absolutely dominating. 8 2/3, perfect. It was a perfect game. And my roommate on that, when I was working, because everybody had a roommate in those days, my roommate was a catcher by the name of Ray Smith, who is now like a minor league manager. And so Ray, on the with two outs in the ninth, perfect game, hit a ball that bounced on the plate and bounced straight up into the air like a mile.
Yep.
And that was the way the no-hitter
and
the perfect game was ended.
It's like a slapper in softball.
I was that close. I was that close. Now, for you, what's the most exciting thing in sports?
Game seven.
The two words that everybody loves the most, game seven.
I think the NCAA tournament is pretty exciting, too. I've covered that live, and that's really fun.
I'm sort of off the NCAA tournament.
It's not – yeah, me too. Back in the day, it was really fun. Like,
it's gotten very nichey. Back in the day, it was like a huge thing. Now it's kind of nichey.
Yeah, it was fun this year because UCLA was good, right? It was like, oh, we got all into it. But, I mean, it took me, like, till the Final Four to learn the guys' names, you know? I mean, it's just – like, you don't follow it all year, and then you have to get into it. So, I don't know. It was a – But NCAA tournament is really fun because you just like totally get in on these teams and they play their hearts out and they, you know, but game sevens are pretty, like I did game seven of the NBA finals with the Warriors and the Cavs. That was pretty good.
Oh yeah.
That was really good.
That was 2016?
2016 in Oakland and the Cavs won on the Warriors home court.
You know what? The anniversary of that is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
And
it's a holiday in Cleveland for sure.
Lindsay very excitedly put together Cleveland Alert, a little montage of her Cleveland Cavaliers coming back from 3-1 to win the NBA championship. Go ahead and play that.
Iguodala to inbound. Shumpert trying to stay with Curry. Catches one dribble, steps back, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spates. Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Cleveland! This is for you!
I still cry.
A little LeBron at the end.
Do you cry? Lindsay? I still cry. Yeah. I when I was getting this clip and I was watching the end of it, I had tears in my eyes.
Is it a national holiday in Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, I guess
it's
a huge deal. Yeah, it's a huge deal in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal.
Yeah.
We'll all watch the videos and cry again.
And it's been a long time since the river caught on fire. Long time. Does your dad tell you about the days when the river used to catch on fire, Lynch?
No, but you know what he does tell me? He grew up in near Avon Lake.
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad lived in Avon Lake briefly.
Yeah. And he told me that in the winter, there's this part of the lake, and there's like a stream near his house where he grew up. And he said in the winter, the stream would glow fluorescent. I don't think it was supposed to do that, but
that's
it did.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Yep. From the pollution from the plant.
That's Cleveland.
Yep,
Cleveland.
Totally.
All right. Coming up next for you, Momo, I want to know from you, would you want Daniel to follow in your footsteps? Now, hold your thought
question.
On this.
But good
would
question.
You want Daniel to follow in your footsteps? That's coming up next for you. By the way, no matter what happens today, phone line's always open. It's effing Friday. Anything goes. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. You can also tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at Ramona Shelburne. Momo's in for John, and we've got a big announcement. Something's going to happen at 3 today. Incredible. We will tell you what that is coming up next also. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. It's Friday. Feeling good. Like us.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Should. All right, it is Friday. It's an effing Friday around here. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Momo is in for Ireland. So coming up at 3 o'clock today, it's Father's Day, and we salute all dads everywhere. Congratulations, you and your kids. It's a special day for you guys. I don't have kids myself, so I don't really celebrate Father's Day. My dad has passed away, but you know what? Not stepdad Leo is still around. Now, he's not my stepdad, but I thought today we would bring not stepdad Leo onto the show at 3 o'clock. You've heard me talk about him a lot, along with Jim Shelburne, who is Momo's dad.
Yeah.
And we will play a little dad versus dad sports trivia with super, super easy questions. Super easy questions.
Yeah.
I wrote the questions.
He's
really
good
easy.
At crosswords, so he might be good at this, but I don't know.
Well, Leo's smart.
Yeah, my dad's smart. He's good at crossword puzzles. I think he's okay at sports trivia. I would say
Leo's smart
that he's
for his age.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. He's really smart.
My dad was always my coach growing up, so everybody knows him as Coach Jim. Like, he was like my soccer coach, my softball coach. Now he's like the referee at all the like soccer, you know, games in the Valley and volleyball.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But I sent you a picture of him. He's a very good card player. So we were playing cribbage out at
cribbage.
At the
Does
beach.
He play poker? Does he play a real game?
He plays poker. Yeah, poker, cribbage, all that. Cribbage is a real game. You can play for money.
You know what, Momo? You and I played at a celebrity poker tournament a while back. I think it was Yasiel Puig's tournament. And I had a really good run in that tournament.
But you were awesome.
We've not had a Mason and Ireland poker tournament in a while. Some of these,
we're
we
going
do
to.
It.
Yeah,
Are
we're
we?
Going to. We've been talking about it in the promo meetings. I think we're going to wait until like October or something. Like, you know, once summer's over and then like, you know, we'll be in
I'm
football
really
season.
Anxious.
But
I really want to get stuff. I want to get out there. I want to do stuff. That's why I showed up at 10 o'clock this morning at Venice Beach. I'm like, sure, I got an invitation to do something. I'm going to say yes.
You just been let out of quarantine, man.
Let out of quarantine. I got my two shots. I'm living my best life.
We need a song.
A song?
You know, like what's the Beastie Boys song?
What's you got
fight for the right
to party?
Yeah.
That's good.
Really like, good. Yeah, That's some kind of one. Like out of quarantine song. Somebody needs to write it or send it. Send us songs that you want to play for out of quarantine. Like we got our vaccine. We got to get our vaccinations, right? We should do
no,
that.
That's not
I don't know
that,
if
not
you've
that.
Really got any musical skill at all.
I wasn't we got to get our vaccinations.
That was to keep them separated, okay? You saw what I was playing off of.
Well, you didn't mention that part. It just sounded like you
just
saying
thought you would catch the tune.
No.
No, there was really no tune there.
No.
So, see, I've learned when you're a bad singer, you just have to almost like spoken word. Like, right? Just don't even try to sing. Really just, you know.
Probably for the best. Probably yeah. for the best. So, Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Who is the greatest gymnast of all time. Like,
I think that's probably right. Yeah.
No, it's 100% right. Like, at the last Olympics in 2016, I worked with Mary Lou Retton, who was like the analyst, and she said, "You can't believe how much better she is than anybody who has ever done this."
Mm.
Like, so much. Like, she's inventing things that have never been done. So she came out this last week and said she doesn't want her daughter to follow in her footsteps in gymnastics.
Hmm.
And that's
well,
a tough,
she
that's
basically
a tough life.
She basically said she just doesn't want her daughter to be a gymnast because, I mean, let's be serious, it's kind of ridden in scandal these days.
Yeah, no, there's definitely stuff going on. But it also is a tough life. It's a tough life, training, you know, not getting full school and training and not having things like high school proms and all that kind of business is tough. Now, Simone does not have a daughter. I should point that out. Doesn't have a daughter right now, but wouldn't want her daughter to compete in gymnastics. Now, Momo, would you want your son, Daniel, to follow in your footsteps into the sports media business?
I'd be okay with that. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, it's different than being a gymnast. Like, being a gymnast is rough.
Oh, it's rough. It's rough.
I mean, give up. So you don't even get to eat carbs, ever. Like, you just train all day, no carbs, no joy.
Well, not only can't you eat carbs, but I think one of the things that Simone Biles mentioned in this story was how, like, the whole, you know, when you're a teenage girl or, like, a pre-pubescent girl, whatever, you know, and you're starting to mature – like, think of all the pressure that's on a girl at that age anyway.
Right.
And then
right.
on top of that, you're going to be a gymnast and people are already all judgy about what you look like.
Yeah.
And
right.
It can lead to, like, a lot of gymnasts
body
end
dysmorphia,
up with.
All that
yeah,
kind of
and
stuff. Yeah,
eating
I kind of
disorders.
Didn't want to get into this stuff. I know the stories. I just want to. But the question is, would you want your kid to follow you into the business?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Because you know why? Like, I think it's a kind of a fun job. I mean, I don't even really feel like it's a job. Do you? Like, I feel like we just get to talk about sports.
No, I do not feel like it's a job.
Just goof around.
But
I would
discourage my kid from doing this.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's too hard. You know, people say, you know, how do I get into the business? And I never really know what to say because it's impossible. It is really hard.
It is
to get to crack into this business, and I could say, "Oh, you know, all you got to do is do a podcast, and then write a column, and do a blog, and so get somebody's attention." All that's really, really, really tough. If somebody said, "How did you get here?" I would have a hard time explaining how I wound up on the radio in Los Angeles talking about sports.
Yeah, me too.
Because the greatest moments in my career, the greatest leaps have all been luck. Have all been luck. There's so much luck involved in this business. And I'm a reasonably talented guy, but there is so much luck involved in this business to get to this spot. And Momo, you knew that. You know that. You got certain breaks that might have or might have not happened. I mean, there probably was an instance where you thought you'd be writing girls volleyball for the LA Daily News for the rest of your life.
Oh, I was going to leave the business. I mean,
were you going to leave the business?
Oh, yeah. I was coming up on 30, and I was living in a very low-level apartment across the street from Cal State Northridge, one bedroom.
Right.
I felt like I lived in the dorms, basically, because everyone else who was in our building was basically a dorm, you know. And as a student, we'd have, like, frat parties outside our house. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I graduated.
You were
a long
like those
ago.
People in the movie Neighbors.
Yeah, I was like the old lady who was like, get off my lawn! I mean, literally, we had a first floor apartment.
Keep it down! Keep it down! That was Rose Byrne. Yeah.
They literally were on my lawn, and I'm, you know. So, and I was like, you know what? I went to Stanford. I have a master's degree. What am I doing with my life? I'm living here. I'm making nothing. I'm covering high school, whatever, you know, like, I don't want to look down at it.
You've got keggers going on in your front yard.
Yeah, you know, and there was no way I was ever going to be able to buy a house.
What would you have done? If this break hadn't have happened, what would you have done?
I think I was going to just try to get, like, a Stanford consulty kind of job, like that kind of a thing, you know? I actually almost did leave for another job. This is, like, the total path not taken. when I was in my mid 20s, I was sort of going nowhere fast, right? I was actually going backwards because the people who had hired me at the Daily News, they all left for other jobs. And then the new bosses didn't really like me that much. And I never got promoted. And I was just kind of like, instead of the old guys, they used to, the original bosses, they would give me up. I would go get to cover the Lakers sometimes. I would, but I just like the backup writer, you know, just go run quotes or something. But to me, it was exciting. And then the new guys came in and I started going back because they wouldn't even let me do anything. I was just like, can I go cover that college baseball game? Just please, like something, you know? I mean, Okay. So I went and got an internship. I was 26 and I got an internship unpaid at KNBC. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like a producer. I was just going to go and, hey, okay, I'll switch gears. I'll just go to a different place. It's not working out for me at this other place. I logged tape for Fred Rogan. You know, and
good guy,
I would go out.
Guy.
Yeah, really good guy. But then I would go out in the field with Beverly White. I always shout her out.
Okay,
really
so
Mom, really
I'm
going nice
to interrupt you here
yeah?
because this is one of those times.
Long story.
Where the story is so long.
Too long. Got it.
She's only on the internship part so far. We've got like many decades
okay,
to go.
I'll skip to the good
part.
Too
many details.
We'll come to the good
too
part.
Much.
The good part was in unpaid internship. Had to even get course credit at Pierce College just so I could go work for free.
Right.
That was
right.
great. And right when they offered me a paying job is when I got a slight promotion at the Daily News and I stayed there.
Okay.
There it is. There's the wrap up.
Jeez.
Oh, it's a good story.
That's an epic. That's like a friggin' mini series. Do you know how to be brief or is this just you?
I think it's mostly just me. Yeah. My mom even does that to me too. She's like, Ramona, get to the point. I'm like, oh, okay, got it.
Anyway, to Dave Singer's grandmother, God bless her. We were having a David Singer used to be our producer, and we were having a family barbecue, and Dave Singer's grandmother, I love that woman. She started telling a story, and we're all in my backyard.
Yeah,
she starts telling a story, and it's going along. It's about how she met her husband Max, who is Dave's grandfather. And so anyway, she walked down the street and went to a store and bought something, and then she walked, and then she, and at the very end, after about 5 minutes, she said. Anyway, to make a long story short, and all I could think of, there's a longer version of this story?
I do that all the time.
Oh,
I say, to make a long story short, and then I go on and on.
Yeah, I mean, brevity is the soul. What's that expression? Brevity is the soul of
wit.
Something. Wit.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah, it's a good expression. Brevity is the soul of wit. All right, coming up next for you, you know what we're going to do?
What?
Time to spin the wheel. I never know what question is going to come up. On the wheel of questions, but we will do it. Don't spin it yet, Jorge. Don't
I like
spin
how it sounds,
yet.
Man. I like
All
how
right,
it sounds.
It's a good sound. It's good. That's what we're going to do when we come back. The warm up spin. And so we'll do that coming up next for you. Hey, 710 ESPN wants to honor volunteer coaches and youth sports leaders by awarding them an honorary ESPYs award. If you know a youth sports coach or leader who has contributed to their local community, nominate them today. Email ESPNLAMarketing@ESPN.com. Include first and last name and city, along with a short paragraph on why they deserve the honorary ESPYs award. Three finalists are going to be picked, and they will be interviewed on the air the week of June the 21st. Mason, Ireland, Wheel of Questions next, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go. F it Friday.
Yeah.
Momo's in for John. By the way, John will be back on Monday. The order will be restored to the universe. Momo, you do a fantastic job when you're here, but the show is never quite the same without both of us.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Sure. You had another nightmare last night.
What?
So the nightmare, and it's recurring now, is about... Tumgus. So do you know who Tumgus is?
No.
Tumgus.
He's that weird AM/PM character made out of fast food convenience items.
Ooh, he's like the mascot of AM/PM.
He's the mascot for AM/PM. He's got a big beard of licorice, and he's got cinnamon rolls for hands and hot dogs for fingers. And
wait, what does Tungus stand for again, Jorge?
Too much good stuff.
Too much good stuff. Tungus. Momo, I can't believe you haven't seen Tungus.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I hadn't either until I had to look it up. I've never seen him before.
If you watch a game, there's all these AM/PM commercials.
I just fast forward to everything.
All right. Anyways, another night. I think it's a nightmarish mascot that if I was AM/PM, I would really consider getting rid of. They're not an advertiser, are they? I don't care.
No.
All right. So it's time to spin the wheel of questions. So we've got this big, gigantic wheel. And there's a question for each spot on the wheel. And so once a day, always at 1:30, we spin the wheel of questions. And we see just what is going to come up. So, Jorge, are you ready?
See, here we go.
Okay, here we go. And it is... Oh, not that. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. Okay. It's an interesting question. If... It's not a heavy question, which is good for a Friday. If you could have VIP access to any event... Ooh. Which event would you choose? Now, this is tricky because, Momo, frankly, you, to a great degree, and me, to a lesser degree, we already get VIP access to stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My seat, when the Laker games are going normally, my seat is down really low, sort of in
but
the
wait,
end zone of the thing.
That's not VIP, though. VIP would be, like, when you're in, like, the courtside seats or in, like, the dugout suites.
Good point. So, VIP event, which would you choose, Momo?
Okay. This doesn't have to be sports, right? It could be anything.
No, it does not have to be sports.
This is a good question. Good question. I think that I would like to go to, like, a White House, like an inaugural ball or something.
Nice. That was on my list. Yeah.
But I think, no, now that I think about it more, I want to go to those Kennedy Center honors.
That would be neat.
Right?
Where they honor those super famous people, legendary people.
Like legends. It's got to be somebody really good.
And you get to sit in the box up there with the legends. Yeah, I like that. I like
that's
that.
Cool.
That's a good call. Okay. Lindsay, what about you?
I'm trying to think. And I mean, I've covered a lot of the sporting events, and I feel like all like the really cool, famous, actual VIPs are always like, you know, whisked away into a secret shelter somewhere.
The inner party.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Oscars because
the Oscars.
I feel like being able to see all of the stars, you know what, actually the Oscars after party, so I could mingle with the stars.
Right.
That's what I'm choosing.
That's a good one. All right, Jorge, what about you?
A World Cup final of some sort.
Oh, yeah, VIP access
that's pretty
to
cool.
a World
or
Cup
a Champions
final.
League or a Champions League final. Oof, one of those two.
Yeah, nice.
That'd be dope. Yeah.
For me, actually, it would be like Lindsay. It would be the Oscars. I've always wanted to. I always said, though, I will not go until I'm actually nominated. But I would make an exception for VIP access.
Yeah, okay.
Someday I still intend to be nominated for an
Oscar. How are you going to be nominated?
It's going to happen. When all of this part of my life is over, when I'm in my late 70s, I'm going to become an actor like I was originally meant to do.
You know that Samuel L. Jackson didn't start acting until he was in, like, his 50s, I think.
There you go.
Wow.
And I've done stuff. I mean, he's kind of an actor.
Yeah.
If you search me out on YouTube, you'll see me in Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
Is this before or after your star?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Well, that's a whole other topic we need to save.
It's a whole other topic. The star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame topic. let's do this real quick. So, do you remember Gorilla Glue Girl, Momo?
Oh, yeah.
No.
She was Gorilla Glue Girl. I don't know how you missed this. She took Gorilla Glue, and she was trying to get a nice tight.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one. She got stuck,
and she used Gorilla Glue on her hair.
Yeah.
And ended up, of course, she cannot move Gorilla Glue. God knows why she put it on her hair. She had to fly out to Beverly Hills and go see a specialist to have the Gorilla Glue removed from her hair. So she is now turning this into a cottage industry.
Okay.
Gorilla Glue Girl, Her name is actually Tessica, and she has developed her own beauty product. Jorge, do you have that? Don't have that.
Yes, he does.
Lindsay says you have it.
Pretty sure he does.
Pretty sure he does. Well, the bit just went sideways, didn't it? This all went sideways. I thought we had it.
We have it. I think we might be in like cyberspace.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm sending it to him right now.
Okay.
It.
Instead, we were talking about the Clippers. And it made me think, Jorge, follow me here. It made me think of what happened, again, thinking about the Clippers, it made me think of what happened on this date in 2000.
Jackson looking to throw it in against Shaq. Reggie turns and pumps it up. Off the rim, and the Lakers are the 2000 NBA champions.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
21 years ago today, Shaq, Kobe, Lakers win the title. First one in 16 years, that championship in 2000. So people waited a long time for it. Now where were you for that? You were too young to be at that game, weren't you?
Yeah. So that, okay. 21. Yeah. I was still like in college, I think.
I did not have a press credential to that game, but I was already out here and working in 2000. No, actually I was in New York City. Yeah. I was in New York City when this happened. I was working at WNEW in New York. So I was not.
How do you say that again?
WNEW. Whenever I say the names of other stations, I always try to do it in radio guy voice. WNEW. 102.7 WNEW.
You'll see.
You know, you could tell that you were a trained broadcaster in the way that you say W, because I remember when I used to read commercials, the imaging guy, like the production guy, would always be like, make sure that you're enunciating W, because they'd always yell at you if you try to say W.
Yes.
So you have to say W. Like, you do a good job of enunciating it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm very proud of that. Very proud of that. It rivals 93QWRQN, which was my Toledo station. All right, coming up next, we will have the Gorilla Glue Girl update.
Yeah.
Plus, what is going on airplanes? Can you even believe this?
People are losing their minds.
Coming up next for you, Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so 15 minutes until Fast Track. Momo's in for John. So are we set on Gorilla Girl? Yes, okay, good. So Gorilla Girl became famous a few months ago because she put Gorilla Glue in her hair. And then she couldn't get it out. Apparently, there needs to on the label say not meant for hair. She was looking for, you know, a gel for her hair and went to Gorilla Glue. Had to ultimately see a specialist here in Beverly Hills who figured out how to get her hair unstuck. And she has developed a brand new beauty product. She announced it on TikTok.
Hey, y'all. Y'all know I love me a ponytail. But I've been looking all over for a spritz that can hold my hair like Gorilla Glue, but also be safe on my scalp and my hair, and I found it. Forever Hold. You can use this on wet or dry hair, and listen, it holds. You hear what I'm telling you? Y'all know I like to spray my hair, you know, to keep everything in place. Forever Hold. It doesn't flake, it gives shine, and guess what? It don't move.
She's great.
She is very focused on her hair not moving.
Yeah. That's great.
You know who else is like that? John Ireland. Have you ever seen John Ireland's hair move?
It doesn't move. You're right.
He probably uses this stuff.
He's had the same swirl of hair since the day I met him. It's kind of a swirl.
Yeah, it's a little poof.
Yeah, it's a little, exactly. It's a little poof. But yeah. He said that, so he could maybe benefit from what Gorilla Glue Girl is saying.
I don't hate that she's doing that, because
good for her.
A lot of these people who go famous, like they go viral, right? Everybody else gets a laugh out of it. How many radio segments did you do on it? Like,
people love it.
And she doesn't get anything. She just gets the publicity. So this is how you monetize that. Good.
So we were talking about this this past week, and there have been multiple incidents on airplanes where passengers get completely out of control. And some of them are really, really bad. And you don't joke about those people. There was something where a flight attendant got pushed or something. There was another one where a guy ran to the cabin. I mean, all this kind of weird stuff. But people just generally are out of control. And because of that, they are not going to be selling alcohol on flights for several airlines this summer.
Wow.
Now, that is really, to me, that increases the possibility that there's going to be an incident, doesn't it?
Because you think the alcohol makes people relax?
Relax, mellow.
No. I think it's the opposite.
No, it does. I used to drink two or three beers a flight.
Yeah, but if you're not relaxed, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to be stressed out and you're going to be on edge. But the opposite side of it is the people that get drunk and just get completely out of control and have like zero, they have no morals. They don't know what they're doing or saying, and they're just complete idiots.
I don't understand why can't you just put like a 2-drink limit on it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Drink minimum.
Not a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah, limit minimum on this flight.
That would be a whole different kind of flight.
Yeah. Last time I was flying, when I flew to Mexico, there was a guy a row in front of me who had gotten, it must have been Panda Express.
Oh, wow.
And was eating this whole, styrofoam thing of, and it stunk. To me,
really?
You shouldn't be allowed to bring outside food onto the plane.
Well, the problem is they don't have food on the plane anymore. I mean, they used to go around and serve, you could buy something. When I flew to Dallas, they did. I was on American, and they came around and they had sandwich. They had like a cold plate. But like, it depends on how long the flight is. It was five or six hours.
I guess it is true. What's weird about supposedly during the pandemic, what airlines did was they found a way to get an extra row of seats into their planes.
The pandemic.
Meaning that they've created even less leg room for everybody else on the plane. Here's the thing about airlines. They don't care about us.
No.
I mean, I don't care which airline. And now, what's the good airline? Is there a good airline where you're really well treated, where you've got leg room and
JetBlue
and friendly? Is JetBlue like that?
Yeah.
JetBlue and Delta. In my experience, Delta's always been wonderful.
Because I'll tell you, I don't want to single anybody out, United, but they are terrible. They are terrible.
You're literally just cargo.
Cattle. We're cattle. Yeah. Yeah. Might as well put us under the plane.
Unless you want to spend, double the amount for first class. And even that is
I can't justify first class. You probably always fly first class, right?
When I fly for business, yeah. I mean, but it's...
What about personal?
They let you for work, right?
Yeah, for work. But personal depends on the flight. Like, if it's a short one or halfway across the country, I won't do it. But if it's a long one, I'll do it.
I just can't justify spending that much money
on plenty of money.
Business class tickets. No, I just... I make
not even for like a nice vacation or like going to Hawaii or something.
No, Hawaii is a 5-hour flight. You don't need extra for that. I mean, here's the thing. I've got plenty. I'm really fortunate. I'm really lucky. I'm really hashtag blessed that I've got plenty of money.
Yeah.
But I still spend it with the same judiciousness that I would if I didn't have a lot of money. Like, I live in a nice house. It's not the fanciest house in the world, but it's a nice house, right?
Yeah.
I love this house.
Yeah, but you also have, like, a lot of other people that you support, too.
It's not like Ireland's mansion. Ireland has a mansion.
It is. I've been there. There's, like...
This is just a little pad. I got a little pad.
Yeah, your place is nice, though. Like, actually, with the way real estate is, you probably could make, a lot of money if you sold it now.
Probably.
Probably.
Where do you go? That's the problem.
Everything
where do you wind up going?
Right now.
Live within your means, Mace, but, and probably maybe you could even say below your means, but I think there's nothing wrong with splurging to treat yourself once in a while. By the way, it's National Splurge Day, I think.
Oh, National Splurge Day.
Ooh. Is that a real thing?
Oh, swear to God,
it's a real
thing. Yeah.
It's a real thing. Actually, we'll get to it. We'll get to it coming up. I just got a piece of news. Malika Andrews just tweeted Kyrie Irving out for Game 7. I guess that's not a surprise, is it?
I don't think that's a surprise. Did you see the way his ankle bent all the way to the ground?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, Harden doesn't look right. Kyrie's out. It's really up to KD to win that game tomorrow night in Brooklyn. It's going to be KD's game.
Yeah.
Ramona, do you think if they win, if they can win the series, win Game 7 and move on, do you think they'll be either Harden or Kyrie will be okay for the second round? Because I'm really concerned about this. I do not want to see the Nets get eliminated.
Right,
they're fun to watch.
Lindsay's a big Kyrie fan.
I love Kyrie. What? I love Kevin Durant. I just love watching them. They're so much fun to watch. They're so good, and I don't want to see them get knocked out yet.
I think they're going to win Game 7.
Okay, me too.
God,
I think
I'd love to see him lose. I'd love to see him lose. I'd love to see Milwaukee win that game. I'd love to see a defining moment for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
But it's only the conference finals. So far. It's only the conference.
Yeah, but still, it would be a defining moment winning a Game 7. I think he's 0-2 in Game 7s in his career so far.
I think he's had a couple defining moments the other way. That's what I mean.
Yes, he has. He's had a couple of defining moments where he laid an egg. Absolutely right. So I noticed today that I'm not begrudging this guy, but Richard Blade is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Do you remember Richard Blade?
Who's that?
Richard Blade was a legendary disc jockey at the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, okay.
He was a huge deal.
Yeah.
And he's getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I've told this story multiple times, and I'll tell it again. When I was, before my grandpap died, well, you know what's weird? My grandpap called me and said, we really need to get the house painted. He was like 86 years old. And I'm like, well, yeah, okay. I paid for the house to get painted. And he almost immediately, once the house was painted, he passed away. He passed away because, like, he was setting it up for my grandmother. He knew on some level. But my grandfather, before he went, said to me, do you have one of those stars in Hollywood? And I said, no, Grandpap, I don't. And he said, well, when you get one, I will be there. And I was like, I feel almost obligated to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for my grandpap. But they've announced the...
get one, Mace. Seriously. Now that I think about that, like, you've been the leading sports radio host in the city of Los Angeles for, what, 2 decades?
Yeah, it's true.
That feels like a Hollywood Walk of Star.
It does. It does.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know exactly how to go about getting it. Is it a petition?
Well,
or what is
you know,
it?
Jeannie Buss did that for her dad. You know, Jerry
Buss
was a star. Yeah, and that was, like, one of his dying wishes, to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a big deal to some of these older people, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like one of the things that he really cared about, and she just got to work on making it happen. And so he actually was alive when it happened. He passed away a couple years later, but she made it happen. So I'll do a little digging for you.
Yeah, do a little digging.
I'm not going to make it happen for you, but I can find out who you need to talk to. And then
I think I've earned it.
Wait, Mace, I feel like we brought this up a couple weeks ago, and like a listener tweeted something at us and said, like, oh, they're doing like the submissions for it now. Like, there's a deadline. And we were like, oh, that's not enough time. Otherwise, we would have been like, full charge, let's campaign to get Mason on the Walk of Stars. Some of our listeners, I feel like, they have to know, and they can tweet at us about how we do it. But my question for you is, Mace, what's his name? Richard Blade?
Yep.
Like, where are you comparability-wise? Like, do you feel like you're comparable, star-wise? Because I have no idea who he is. Never heard of him.
So where am I in relation to Richard Blade? That's a good question. Now, Momo, you've never heard of Richard Blade, but you're not necessarily a listener to the world famous K-Rock.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know him. Yeah.
Because he really was a legend. Am I bigger than Richard Blade? You guys let me know. I don't know. If you're a K-Rock listener, Richard Blade's a much bigger deal. But here are the people that are getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this year.
Okay.
Francis Ford Coppola, absolutely. Macaulay Culkin, sure. Michael B. Jordan, definitely. Regina King.
Okay.
Yep. Byron Allen. Now, he's really done something for himself. He's created this whole network or this whole entertainment studio. He's done really well. Ricky Gervais, I just want to be there for the speech. Let's see. Tracy Ellis Ross from, is she from Black-ish?
I think that sounds right, yeah. Okay.
And then Michael Strahan.
Okay, yeah.
Along with Richard Blade. Those are sort of the highlight names. But next year, class of 2023, I would like to be there. And I think I've earned it. I said with great humility, I've earned it.
I think, you know, look, when we're talking about the sports radio medium of sports radio, I think you have.
Ireland wants nothing to do with it. Yep. No interest. None. Ireland is not a big legacy guy. He doesn't really care about legacy.
He says that, but I feel like it would give him a lot of extra cool points with all the guys he golfs with.
It's true. A lot of guys he golfs with actually already have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So, yeah, he says he doesn't care about legacy, but everybody cares about legacy, don't they? Doesn't everybody think about how they're going to be remembered?
You know what's funny? I used to think about that a lot, and now I don't.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I think that feels like something I cared about before I had, like, my family and, you know, I had a kid and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I used to, like, be much more focused on the glory and the fame and the this and that. Now I'm kind of like, eh.
See, I'm thinking more like, so I have a scholarship for the National Lesbian Gay Journalists Association. Any LGBTQ college student who wants to work in sports media. And I'm going to do a similar one for Bowling Green State University, which is my alma mater, who it's going to go to a kid that's actually wants to be in the business. So I'm going to do a scholarship there. To me, those are legacy plays, right?
Yeah, totally.
I want to keep giving back. I want to find a way to keep giving back.
Well, how old were you when you started doing that?
Beyond my life.
Like, how old were you when you started doing that?
Let's see. I did the NLGBT. I did that probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Do you think that was like a reaction to turning 50?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Like, did you care about this stuff before?
Yes. I did. No, I didn't. All of a sudden, it just occurred to me, you know, I want to find this way to help people. I want to find this way to. Yeah, I think that was part of it, was turning 50.
Yeah, because then you feel your mortality a little bit. You want to make sure you know.
Chris Morales has spoken. Mason is bigger than Richard Blade.
Whoa.
Yes.
I knew he would know.
He says the star would have to say Mason and Ireland. Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
I mean, Ireland and I are stuck together.
Ireland said that's the only way he would want to do it was if it were the show name.
Yeah, me too. And it's probably best for the show if it's that too. All right, coming up next for you is Fast Track. Woo! Got a whole bunch of stuff to kick around. And then after that, an interesting comment from Marc Gasol.
Oh, really?
About the Lakers and the 2021-2022 season. That is coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Dungus!